Robinhood announced a 10% workforce reduction this week.
Yeah, they're cutting jobs without blaming AI.
The U.S. tech sector shed 38,242 jobs in May, with AI as the top cited reason.
Wait, really? That's a huge number.
Robinhood's CEO never mentioned AI in his layoff note, unlike other firms using that excuse.
Right, it feels like they're moving away from the AI washing narrative.
MIT researchers and Fortune have documented this backlash against AI-justified layoff.
Honestly, that shift matters for how workers see these cuts.
Let's turn to who's hiring now.
Lyssen Labs raised $69 million to hire over 100 engineers.
They're building AI customer interview tools where humans still validate responses.
Yeah, that human-in-the-loop part is crucial for real-world use.
Meta's offering $100 million to poach top talent from these startups.
That's intense competition for engineering skills.
Hyper, Insforge, and Rudis all posted hiring threads this month for agentic infrastructure roles.
Wait, Rudis is doing AI for concrete contractors? That's unexpected.
Claude hit $100 million in annual recurring revenue, shipping 2 million AI note-takers.
2 million users shows real demand for specialized agent tools.
DeepL acquired Mixalo for live event translation and opened a San Francisco office.
Real-time translation is definitely a growth area.
Pinterest launched an experimental shopping app called Ask Pinterest that needs conversational commerce engineers.
They're hiring for AI-driven retail experiences now.
For developers, finding the right file isn't enough. Agents miss key code lines without precise context injection.
That matches what I've seen in production debugging.
Argus Red's pen testing model executes code instead of refusing it for security workflows.
Interesting shift from typical AI safety restrictions.
All right, turning to who's hiring.
So listeners should learn context injection techniques this week.
And get familiar with tools like Argus Red and security-focused development.
Honestly, mastering precise code search matters more than ever in the agent era.